I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. As President Bush continues to redefine his policy in Iraq for peace, many aren't so hopeful. Charles with Partners International says violence in Iraq is causing the situation for the church to deteriorate quickly. Many believers are leaving, but it's especially tough in Baghdad. Charles says those going to Jordan are being impacted by the church.
The church in Jordan has had a tremendous opportunity to reach out to these people, and many Iraqis have come to know the Lord. And even as they leave Iraq, I think many someday will come back.
Next, in the 2 years since the tsunami devastated Indonesia's coastline, International Aid's Miles Fish says much has changed. They've been invited in to conduct two medical tech programs for the government of Indonesia. Open evangelism was not acceptable in the region prior to the tsunami. That changed with IA's approach.
We start by demonstrating our love for Christ by loving the victims of the tsunami and building the relationships that are necessary so that we ultimately earn the right to share who we are in Christ.
Fish says ministries in the relationship building. Instead of scaling down, they've been asked to replicate their program in other areas. And last week, we told you that the Sino people of Papua New Guinea would be hearing the complete gospel story by Christmas. On Tuesday, it happened. Following months of chronological Bible study, workers with New Tribes Mission shared Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to 220. They shared the story, left it to sink in, and then met one-on-one. Missionary Mike Cratch says he heard tear-jerking testimonies of faith in Christ. Pray that God will use the Sino to grow his church. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.